With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Ukraine's president getting different signals from Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On Thursday, President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Vice President Harris, followed by face-to-face talks with former President Trump on Friday. The two meetings offered a contrast. At the White House, Harris emphasized unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine's struggle against the Russian invasion and slammed Trump's suggestion that Kiev should give up territory for the sake of peace. In New York, Trump called for a fair deal after previously criticizing U.S. assistance for Ukraine and praising Russia's Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Russia's top diplomat has addressed the United Nations.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has accused the West of using Ukraine as a tool to try to defeat Moscow strategically. Then Lavrov mentioned what he called the senselessness and the danger of the very idea of trying to fight to victory with a nuclear power, and he noted Russia's won. Lavrov spoke at the UN General Assembly 3 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin aired a shift in his country's nuclear doctrine. Lavrov's speech was packed with condemnations of what Moscow sees as Western machinations in Ukraine and elsewhere, including the UN itself. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military has killed another high-ranking Hezbollah official in an airstrike. That is seven in total. The announcement comes as the Lebanese terrorist group is reeling from a string of devastating blows and the killing of its supreme leader, Hassan Nasrallah, last week. Massive rains brought by Hurricane Helene have left many people stranded or homeless across the south. As the cleanup slowly begins, at least 64 people have been killed. This is SRN News. Some Republican office seekers in close races are turning their backs on the party's pro-life tradition. In TV ads and personal op-eds in local newspapers, those Republicans are trying to distance themselves from a GOP that went for decades in working to protect unborn babies. The campaigns for control of the House are tight as ever, with a few seats expected to determine which party holds the majority in the chamber and whether Congress will become aligned with the White House or a potential opposition check on a new administration. A new study finds the number of women charged with crimes related to their pregnancies jumped in the year after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. The advocacy group Pregnancy Justice found most of the charges had nothing to do with new state abortion bans, though. Instead, the cases concerned child abuse, neglect, or endangerment in which the unborn baby was listed as a victim. Nearly all the cases alleged the pregnant woman was using drugs. Most were centered in Alabama and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. A controversial piece of legislation in California bites the dust.
Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have required all new cars to beep at the driver when he or she exceeds the speed limit by at least 10 miles per hour. That measure was aimed at reducing traffic deaths, but Newsom says it would create a, quote, patchwork of regulations, and it would have likely impacted all new car sales in America due to California's massive auto market. Jason Walker reporting.
Newly emerged film footage of President John F. Kennedy's motorcade speeding down a Dallas freeway after he was fatally wounded has sold at auction for $137,500. RR Auction House in Boston sold the home film on Saturday. It begins with filmmaker Dale Carpenter Sr. just missing the limousine carrying the president and the first lady. This is SRN News.